GBW Denmark, Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a civic media radio station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Severe wind and torrential downpours in the Pacific Northwest. The phenomenon known as a bomb cyclone has left 350,000 homes and businesses without power. Here's ABC News Chief Meteorologist Ginger Z.
At least two people were killed in Washington State. Separate incidences where trees fell onto them or the home they were in. And unfortunately, that came from winds of 60 to 98 miles per hour. Northern California also with the big winds. And now it's all about the fire hose of that rain. The winds will still be 30 to 60. There are still some wind advisories out there, but it's about this atmospheric river pouring from Mendocino to Eureka, but all the way down into the northern Bay Area.
In the Northeast, where many states have seen drought-like conditions, they've finally gotten rain. That could help with the wildfires. Some parts could see snow this weekend. President-elect Trump is not reconsidering his choice for attorney general. The House Ethics Committee deciding not to release its report into Matt Gaetz's sexual misconduct. All the Republicans voting to keep it secret. This is ABC News.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. You can find it anywhere at the WGBW website, wgbw.fm. For 97.9 WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. Getting rid of robocalls is an effort that the state AG is working on. Stuart J. Waddles has more.
A statement says Attorney General Josh Call is joining forces with 46 other state attorney generals. They're calling for improvements to the FCC's robocall mitigation database. The coalition is pushing for more vetting of phone providers and harsher consequences for those submitting false information. Thousands of complaints about unwanted calls and related scams have been filed in Wisconsin in the past year.
U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin announced Monday that Wisconsin will receive over $101 million to help families lower their home energy costs ahead of the winter season. The funding comes from legislation like the bipartisan infrastructure law. The Low-Income Home Energy Assistance Program helps households with their home energy bills by providing payment and energy crisis assistance to pay for gas, electric, and other methods customers use to heat their homes. Funding can also be used to weatherize homes to make them more energy efficient. Individuals interested in applying for the Low-Income Home Energy Assistance Program can visit energyhelp.us. Ahead of the Thanksgiving holiday, Amcor and Kraft Heinz are donating over 78,000 boxes of Kraft mac and cheese to America's food pantries. 49,000 boxes will be distributed in the Fox Valley alone. Ryan Rasmussen of the Oshkosh Area Food Pantry.
This is an incredible, incredible donation. We hope that this donation will last through the entire holiday season, because who doesn't love mac and cheese for Thanksgiving? I know I do.
The 28 pallets of food will be divided between the OACP and St. Joseph's Food Pantry in Menasha. I'm Lisa Hale, 97.9 WGBW News. For news anytime, log on to WGBW.fm.
A big win for Badgers volleyball. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Wisconsin women's volleyball team, ranked 6th in the nation, beat their rivals, number 16th ranked Minnesota, last night in Madison. It took 5 sets, losing the second and third, but coming back to win the final two. They're on the road Saturday night against Nebraska. NBA, the Bucks with a 122-106 win over the Chicago Bulls. The Bucks almost let it slip away in the third quarter. Doc Rivers.
You can't give teams hope. And they have a history. The Bulls this season all year, they keep coming back. And then I thought the fourth quarter was another defensive masterpiece, you know, and we got to keep doing that.
NFL, the Packers host the 49ers Sunday. Rookie defensive back Javon Bullard on facing players like tight end George Kittle or running back Christian McCaffrey.
When you look at those guys and before you got to the league, it's like, damn, when you get to the league, man, all that go out the window. I ain't going to lie to you, but as a competitor, you looking forward to those matchups, man. You're looking forward to playing against those guys and competing with those guys for sure.
That's the Packers' Javon Bullard. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
A little snow right away this morning, then windy with rain today. Our high 41 this afternoon with wind out of the north gusting to between 40 and 50. Tonight, breezy, 38 tomorrow. Not as windy, still cloudy with a high of 47. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 33.
Trying to find a place to stay in Green Bay for the big draft? Go to SimpleLifeRentals.com. Vacation rentals made simple. Our dedicated team of local experts have a passion for hospitality, creating seamless guest experiences for guests. Experience the NFL draft in a vacation home instead of a hotel room. With seamless check-in and check-out procedures and round-the-clock dedicated support, you'll enjoy the convenience of instant online booking at SimpleLifeRentals.com, guaranteeing you a stress-free start to your vacation. SimpleLifeRentals.com.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Maggie Dawn.
Next, I'm still gone, speaking at a convention, so you're going to have special guest host Tom Paulsiewicz behind the mic. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4. From De Pere to Suamico, 97.9 WGBW.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here in 97.9 FM, WGBW, 98.3 FM, WISS, and of course, the Civic Media app worldwide. 34 in Green Bay, 32 in Appleton, 31 in Oshkosh. But the ladies that are joining us say it is not nice out. Carrie Josephson and Wendy Bentley, Alzheimer's Association of Wisconsin. Give us a report. We're asking everybody that comes in.
Good morning.
Good morning.
It was white out there.
Okay.
It's a little, well, it was a little less white like 30 seconds ago, but not anymore.
Are the roads okay?
I thought the roads were okay.
Just slushy. All right. You know. But at least, like we said, it's warm enough where it's not, like Jim said, 17 and freezing. So
not yet.
Not yet. But you got big events coming up, too.
I just want to say, I know it freezes at 32, but you could the tires keep it wet at 32, right. But you get down to like 17, this stuff is ice, and mm-hmm. no matter what.
Yeah.
What did I get wrong that day? We were having a trivia contest.
Celsius is how many? Yeah.
What is it again?
Zero.
Okay. I guess that day.
Freezing. Freezing.
I had the whooping cough.
That was a long time ago.
And you know, I missed
a lot of
school.
You only needed that for like your ACTs.
I know.
We're
what did you
now.
Get in your ACT? Come on, tell me.
I think a 30.
Oh, that's good. That's good. I got 31, but that's good.
You lied.
You did not.
You just had to one-up me.
No, I
didn't. Wendy, what did you get on your ACT?
I don't remember.
You
must
do,
not
too.
Have been
You're
good.
Lying. You're no. lying. Everybody remembers their ACT.
We'll they call remember my that. Dad after the show and verify, because I guarantee it's in the filing cabinet.
You'll always remember the first album you ever bought. You'll remember the first time you got to use the car by yourself, right, Todd?
Right.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh,
and you remember what you got on your ACT.
And your driver's test. Well, I guess the same thing.
Yeah.
As driving. No, 22. That's it.
Your ACT?
Yeah.
22? But come on now. I
would think
that.
It would, right? Would you think it would be much higher?
I would.
Mine was 23. Yeah. His was so I beat him.
His was higher than mine.
Yeah.
I really got 22.
What do you think about that?
But I went to, John, where's my cup?
Oh, yeah. I broke it.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
He had his cup from Harvard Business School.
even though I got a 22.
One of the. Okay.
I was a legacy. My dad
one of the
there.
Hardest.
That's only one piece in a really big puzzle.
Thank you, Mom.
One of the hardest things I've ever done in life was not laugh really hard when that broke, because he almost cried. He was trying to figure. I can glue this together, I think. That's right. It's okay. I got another one somewhere.
Well, next time, instead of the cherry bones, I'll bring you a Harvard cup.
Oh, hey.
Yeah, there we go. Got in nice gifts. Cherry bones.
In a Harvard cup, that'd be
absolutely.
I'd be okay with that. Anyway, you guys are working in an industry or giving your time to an industry that everybody's talking about, right? Mm-hmm. It's growing. There's, you know, I had a sister who died with that, and Johnny and I were just talking about that
sister
this morning. And this is great what you're doing, and we need two things. We need awareness,
absolutely.
And we need money, because the money goes into research, and mm-hmm. So what are the some of the things you guys are working on?
Got
yeah,
a bunch
so
of
some I know of the you things, you know, we were just on not that long ago, last week, I believe, talking about the Attacking Alls volleyball game. So that happened last Friday. So it's UWGB women's volleyball. It was an amazing game. They won. Yay. Go Phoenix.
Isn't women's college volleyball awesome?
Yes. It was it was a blast. Awesome. So much fun to watch.
Yeah.
And they raised over $13,000.
So, phenomenal.
Wow, good.
Yeah. Huge shout out to Coach Abby Sutherland and her dad, Rob, who would do all of this in honor of Abby's mom, Rhonda, who passed away from early onset Alzheimer's. Mm-hmm. But the team is so supportive, and we really appreciate all that they do.
Fantastic. And then other things you got coming up here?
Other things coming up. Actually, this Saturday, we have an event at Oak Park Place. It's wreath making. They get beautiful wreaths. They have all the decorative items, so you get to do that. They're even, I believe, making old fashions. And they have helpers. So even if you're not crafty, they have people that will help.
And okay, that checks a lot of boxes. We've been talking about the holidays, and mm-hmm. we want people to enjoy the holidays. And, mm-hmm. you know, sometimes you look at the weather, it's like, here we go. But the way to get into the holidays is to do some charity or do something, give a unique gift. There's mm-hmm. a couple things going on this weekend where you can get a unique gift. What a great thing to do. Go with your, I don't know, your spouse or your kids or
girlfriend, grab date a stranger.
Night and, and make a wreath and then give that to somebody because they'll really appreciate that gift.
Have you Absolutely. Walked past the old Children's Museum?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Aren't those gorgeous wreaths in there?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Who does that? Where are they for? Can you buy them?
Yeah. Yes and yes and yes. That was, we've done that for years, but yeah.
That's awesome.
It is. It looks
who
nice.
Makes those?
I don't know, John. I just
God, are they nice?
Yeah, I don't know the details on that one. There's also at the National Railroad Museum. They have the Festival of Trees.
Right. Oh, that's right.
That's
the
cool.
The viewing was there yesterday. We actually did a tree for that this year. Just for
awareness.
Cool.
Good. Awesome. Yeah. Very cool.
Very
so wreath making Saturday.
Where was this?
Yeah. That's at Oak Park Place in
What's
Green
that?
Bay. It's actually a senior living facility.
Okay.
Oh, I thought that was the Oak Cafe because I go to and that's
oh,
a deep here.
Very
no,
different.
This is yes, it is. where is I should know this.
It's actually out by the woods. Golf
okay.
course.
All right.
Oh, okay.
Well, that's a good place.
Yeah. Yeah. They have a lovely facility.
That's
their staff
a great
is fantastic.
Facility, and they got statues in there. Yeah, that's a very, very nice place.
Yes,
okay,
they
cool.
have the Lombardi Room.
They do.
And different
oh, cool.
statues.
That place is awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I've been up
yeah,
there a few times.
They're
okay.
great
got it.
Supporters, too.
Then very nice.
December 2nd, this is actually up in Sturgeon Bay at the ADRC, but Marty Schreiber is going to be up there. So Marty lost his wife, Elaine, to Alzheimer's a few years ago and wrote a book called My Two Elaines, just talking about his experience with caregiving. And he's been doing speaking engagements for quite some time just to help other caregivers, you know, kind of understand that what they're going through is something a lot of people experience.
And we talk about that. I mean, you feel mm-hmm. bad for the person who has Alzheimer's, but
right.
boy, what's the word I'm looking for? The responsibility to the caregiver.
Yeah. I think it's sometimes harder for the caregiver than it
right.
is the person. At some point, it transitions, unfortunately, where it all lands on them.
At what point would you guys even suggest, recommend, okay, you've done everything you could, now you need professional help. What are some of the, you know, hot button points that you say to yourself, uh-oh?
Yeah, I typically tell family members it's when their own health starts to get impacted,
right.
when they start neglecting, not going to doctor's appointments, or a lot of times if it's the wife who is very tiny and the husband is like 6'5"
right.
and she's, you know, 5'4".
He's on the floor,
he's
falls
falling.
In the bathroom.
Yep.
I know, yeah.
Yep.
It's like, look, you love him, but there's better
right.
care.
And the key thing is you got to take care of yourself.
Yeah.
That's the gift you give that person. If you want to be there the whole time through their journey, you need to take care of yourself first. Because too many times families, the spouse will pass before the person who is living with, you know, the disease.
Sure.
And it's just because they just neglected themselves.
Well, another thing, too, it's like when my World War II guys back when I interviewed them, several of them had bells on their door. And at first, I didn't know what that. And it was well because my wife, she might wander off.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
So, I mean, these guys were in their mid-80s and there's the stress
mm-hmm.
on them. Couldn't be good
and the
for
fear
them.
You live with just not only
yeah.
cooking but
yeah
my sister lived and they had a pond there. It's like, oh
yeah,
is this a good idea? But
just
it was
the stress 24/7
exactly
yeah.
and mm-hmm. you really gotta I could put them on a leash, but boy, close to it, I mean, you really got to keep an eye on them.
Yeah, those air tags are really nice, you know.
What's that?
You put air tags from like the Apple product and you can track where they
oh.
go.
Oh,
okay, all right, that,
yeah.
oh
right.
I didn't know what you were talking
okay,
about
yeah. me either.
Oh wow,
we're like Yeah. Oxygen. We had no idea. We got it now because I get the whole airdrop thing. I got it now. It just took a little while. It's also only 8:14. Wow. So.
And then you got something come up at one of my favorite places in the world, that being Heritage Hill.
Oh, yes. And actually, before we move on to that, so Marty's going to be at the ADRC in Sturgeon Bay December 2nd, and he's actually going to be in Oak Park Place in Green Bay on December 3rd.
Okay.
And then Heritage Hill, partnering with them this year during their Fort Howard Christmas, so December 13th and 14th, we're going to be selling luminaries, well, selling for a donation, I guess, so that people can put those out on the walkways to honor a loved one.
What are they exactly?
You know, little bags with a candle inside.
Oh, okay.
Yep. And the Fort Howard Christmas is all in the evening, so it's going to be beautiful.
Fantastic.
And then they're also doing an Understanding Alzheimer's and Dementia program on the 14th at 1 p.m. So if anybody's interested in learning more, I encourage you to go to that.
Boy, I'll tell you what, you guys work your butts off to get the word out, don't you?
We do.
I mean, you really do. I think that's awesome.
We have a lot of offerings so that people can learn more.
Yeah, and you know what? It's one of those things where, like Jim and I talked, I'm not sure there's a family in America that either hasn't or won't be affected by it. It just is an epidemic in some ways. Wouldn't you agree?
Absolutely. It is very hard to find anyone who doesn't have a connection in one way or another.
Hey, Wendy, could I will ask you a question too. Sure. Just like, and I think I've talked about this before on the show. My father had it, my grandparents had it, uncles, all that kind of stuff. So I'm a little worried about this, right? And I kind of feel like I'm seeing signs myself already at my age.
Okay.
What are some things we can look for if we're worried about? I've talked to doctors, but they're like, you're kind of young to be worrying about that. And here I am stressing out.
Yeah. Well, stress doesn't help.
Yeah, exactly. Well, and I have to work with these two guys.
Yeah,
right?
that would do
Can
it
you imagine,
right there.
Right? Right?
Right there. It's like me with Carrie.
Wouldn't you love to get up at 4 in the morning, drive an hour, and come in and deal with us?
Actually, it would be probably fun.
It is a lot of fun.
Yeah, but no, I think, you know, I think one thing we have to be aware of is the stress.
Yeah.
If we're not getting enough sleep, that has a huge impact. So 4 in the morning would not do me good at all. I am not a morning person, and I'm not a night person, so maybe I'm more day.
But, give me the hours you will work, okay?
Yeah. 9 to 9:30.
Okay. Perfect.
No. But no, I think what you have to worry about is if it's become consistent and starts to impact your daily living. So, you know, we all misplace our keys. We all, you know, but we can retrace our steps.
Right.
It's when you no longer can do that.
Okay. What about when a person repeats themselves?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, gosh.
You know what I mean?
You?
Like this.
You?
Do I do that?
You and Jim?
Do we do that?
Nikki, what do you think?
Telling stories and anecdotes
that you've
multiple,
heard before?
Multiple times.
Like which ones?
But maybe in the same visit.
Which ones? Which stories?
All of them.
Not broadcastable, usually.
Maybe we should talk about which ones aren't repeated.
Wow.
Too soon?
I'm podcast episode.
Am I still invited back?
Absolutely. You're going to help us co-host the podcast episode where the FCC cannot monitor conversation. Yeah.
Wow.
We're all there, Johnny.
Wow.
Don't worry about it.
We're here for
and
you.
And I complimented your pigtails today. Yeah,
taking that back.
Yeah, nice, way back. Nice to be. Way back. Wow. You got any openings at your place that you can come work for? No, not at all.
Absolutely.
So let me ask this other question in seriousness with that. When somebody does notice that, okay, the person, should they contact you guys or what should they do? Do they go?
They need to talk to their primary care physician first. And then if their primary care physician doesn't seem like they're helping them, then I would reach out to a specialist
That's a tough conversation to have, isn't it? I mean, obviously not for Nikki, but for other people.
Hey, that sometimes we do have to just cut through the awkwardness, right?
Right.
Yeah, well, you guys stick around.
Can we continue to talk about this?
This isn't awkward at all, Nikki. Wow, we got to start a quick break. We're here with Kerry Josephson, Wendy Bentley, Alzheimer's Association of Wisconsin. They do phenomenal things. Back right after this. Let it all hang out, cause we got a run to make. The boys are thirsty in Atlanta, and there's beer in Texarkana, and we'll bring it back no matter what it takes. Eastbound and down. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Matt Nair on Air.
Keep the elements out of your home with Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
We had howling wind coming through. The rooms were freezing. We were very apprehensive about changing them because we were worried about losing the charm of the home. We went with Pella because we knew that they had an amazing reputation. We knew that they were going to have the windows that would look like they've been there forever, but with all the functionality that a window should have.
Order from Pella today and get no interest and no payments for 12 months. Visit PellaWI.com.
Certain restrictions apply. Ends 11/30/2024.
Get the family out of the house this holiday season and book a private event with us at Heights Pub and Parlor, located at 217 North Washington Street in downtown Green Bay. We provide an unmatched atmosphere where you can soak in the modern elegance of history. With seating for 32 and space for up to 100 guests, let our second floor parlor and third story loft treat you to top-notch service from a personal bartender and hand-picked food selections from our kitchen. 2024 dates are booking out fast, so secure yours now. Like and follow us on Facebook or check us out at heightsgb.com to discover more.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
When severe weather hits and the power goes out, do you have a plan? For reliable power and peace of mind, propane can do that. It only takes about 10 seconds for a propane-powered generator to restore power to your home. So no matter what Mother Nature has in store, you know you're prepared. Learn more at WIPGA.org. This message is sponsored by your local propane provider and the Wisconsin Propane Education and Research Council.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Hey, welcome back. Mind of the Mayor, Jim had to step out to do some transporting. Nikki stepping in, capably. Did you have a good time last week? Or this week?
Earlier this week. Yes, yes.
Good.
Thanks for
filling in.
Allowing me the opportunity.
Thank you.
I'm sure Jim is glad to see you.
He told me no. He said he'd rather work with you. That's what he said.
Yeah. Sometimes the truth hurts.
Although I'm a little stunned about what you said, that he and I repeat the same stories. I disagree with that. I don't think we do.
Well, and so this is a great segue for how to address the problem head on when maybe somebody's in denial or when you do want to approach a loved one or...
Todd, do I repeat the same stories?
I'm sorry?
Do I repeat the same stories?
Come again? Sometimes, but they're good stories, John. It's like a really good storyteller knows the good ones and tells them over and over.
All right, I feel
and
better.
And that's maybe why... Because you are such a fantastic storyteller, and it's obviously content, right?
Right.
Oh, and it's all contextual, depending on, because you also, when you tell a story, even though it's almost like a Seinfeld episode, right, where there's so many plot points or storylines in one.
Todd understands. Todd, what's my strategy there?
I have no idea.
I weave.
Oh, you weave.
I go here.
You appreciate your honesty, Todd.
I weave.
Well, back to here. Taken from the one who started it all.
Yeah, thank you. So, Carrie and Wendy with Alzheimer's Association. This time of year, a lot of associations would be kind of like wheeling back a little bit. Ah, it's the holidays. You guys are full bore. Is that a specific reason for there? Is there a specific reason for that? I mean, that's a lot of activities you guys got coming up here.
That is. And you know what we forgot to mention is that we're going to have a celebrity bartending. I heard a couple of people might be bartending.
Maybe
you
have agreed to it. Right? What?
Just looking for the location. So listeners, please check back.
Okay.
You know what was really endearing about our beloved mayor is that he's concerned about the bartending aspect of it. The actual legitimate bartending.
Oh, we will make it so easy.
Exactly.
I promise you're not going to have to measure things.
You know what happened the last two times I celebrity bartended, right?
No.
Did she tell you?
No.
Nope.
No,
we're
that's
not going to tell these stories.
I'm not concerned. Nope. I just know, like, you have, there's a problem with the Celsius versus Fahrenheit, and we're just not even going to get into measuring, okay, so I'll make it real simple.
One of the things, I got in a fight with Elvis.
Mm-hmm. Oh. With Elvis?
Mm-hmm.
Well,
mm-hmm.
Thankfully, I don't think he's around anymore, right?
Well, it's the impersonator, Elvis Per, I got in a fight. Mm-hmm. And I made the drinks.
Jim, no.
Just this one. No. Okay, we'll hold that one. Hold off on that one.
Does that one have to go on the podcast?
Podcast content? Okay. Yes.
All right.
The podcast that doesn't exist yet. But
all right, but it will.
Well, now I'm really excited to hear it.
I'm going
to
do a podcast. Me and Todd are going to do a podcast called...
The Todd Cast. I have no
idea. What? We just talked with Todd.
Oh, Flipping Through the Bins?
Flipping Through the Bins.
Yeah.
That's a great name.
On old music, old albums.
Yeah. Oh, nice.
Isn't that awesome?
And then it can be Todd Squared, because Todd and Todd.
Yeah.
Oh, Todd Squared.
I like it. I like it.
Dose Todd's.
And Mino.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Actually, you know what? You would not need me for that podcast. Because you know so much about music and everything. You wouldn't need me.
No, you have
we
a certain
would need
angle
your,
to stuff.
Your yeah. storytelling weaving yeah. ability.
You'd be weaving all
guys,
over
the guys, I was in the... I went to the drive-thru. I went... all my daughters... when Dom was a baby.
Are you sure?
I mean, I'm kind of spot on, though, isn't it?
I don't recognize that.
It's uncanny.
I do not recognize the
Todd,
voice, the manner,
first of all,
nothing.
Not that you can see our beloved Todd, but the color in his face has changed because he was laughing.
Here's
so
the thing:
hard.
Her impersonation of you is actually an impersonation of Jim
mash.
And you
together.
Yes. Oh, it's a mashup. Okay, she weaves
wow.
in a different way.
Wow.
What a treasure.
I'm sorry you guys have to see this in person.
So
this is
Carrie and I have discussed and made some arrangements for possibly some celebrity bartending with our beloved Mino and the Mayor.
Okay, mm-hmm. I'm in.
So nice. Details,
I'm totally
yes.
in.
Locations.
Details to come. We're just sewing up a location, so I don't want to announce it too early.
All right.
But yes, watch the Walk to End Alzheimer's Green Bay Facebook group. It'll be announced in there, and I would assume that you
I
also
want to
share
make
it.
Drinks, though. The only thing I don't want to do is make change. Like, I don't want to, you know what I mean? I need
somebody
who knows.
Yeah.
But
no
I will make,
but the
I'm
drinks
really...
only have to have two ingredients.
Okay.
Vodka, tonic, gin.
No,
and...
I want to make like old fashions and Manhattans and stuff.
You want to do muddling?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. He's our muddler.
Yeah.
He's our muddler.
I want to be
Mino the muddler.
I'm going to make really strong drinks.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
That's the way they should be.
You know what? You know what? Venues really don't like to bring in bartenders.
Jim, they're making
lose
fun of us.
Money on.
They're making
their
fun
port
of both of us, Jim.
Hey, oh, I gotta go.
Promoting.
Yeah, it's a tough room. Tough room.
Is it? You create this environment.
Hey, Todd, did we get any takers that I'll shovel their 60 feet of sidewalk for $35?
The text lines on that have been very slow this morning.
Very slow.
John,
okay, well.
Very slow.
Congestion. I'm guessing.
I'm thinking.
They can't get
in. Yeah. It crashes.
Yeah.
I think sometimes our takes. So I offer to shovel people 60 foot walks for $35 because the city charges $42. So I want to undercut them. Yeah.
We're taking it all the way to the top.
Who's that? What voice was that?
I don't recognize that either.
All right. So I would do that. I'd come to your place and shovel your walk.
Oh, I don't have to shovel anymore.
Okay. All right. Wow.
But all thank right you.
You're welcome. Wendy?
You want to come to East Troy?
Where?
East Troy.
Where's East Troy?
In Walworth County. It's right by the border in Illinois.
You live there?
I live there.
Oh, you're just up
we
here
brought
visiting
up the big dogs.
Oh.
Yeah.
Are you a Bears fan?
No.
Oh, okay.
Oh, my gosh. Oh. What a sin.
Right? Okay, just check.
Can't believe you just said that.
John
Michael. I still live in Wisconsin.
She's all right my friend.
Okay, I'm sorry. We had the lady on from Caribou Coffee today. We found out she was from Minneapolis. And we said, we love your coffee, hate your team.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wonder who this we is. No, you
Jim
did.
Jim did, too.
You did.
That's... Todd did. Everybody, they piled on.
We leaned
thank
into
you, Todd
that. Yeah. We leaned into that.
All right, fine. But we were talking about the volleyball thing. They said it went over phenomenal.
Yeah.
Awesome.
$13,000.
Over $13,000.
Mm-hmm. Amazing.
Yes.
And to have Marty get out there and share, did you remind everybody who Marty is, though, as not just a testimonial?
Correct.
But
so
the former
Wisconsin governor.
Yes.
Yes, Marty Schreiber. He was actually also honored at the game. Mm-hmm. They presented him with the game ball for all the work that he has done.
He was governor of Wisconsin?
He was.
Mm-hmm. Jim.
Like late
70s. Fact check.
How do I not know him?
Oh, gosh.
You have to meet him.
We'll put the right record on. It'll all come back to you. Thank you, like, ladies, for exactly what you're doing.
Hey,
and
Trucker,
getting
give
out
us a
there.
Honk out there. It's Trucker Thursday. Come on, performance server. Yeah, thank you.
That's awesome.
All right, great having you guys here.
Thank you
Keep
so
doing
much.
What you guys do. All right, we're going to start a quick break. Rob Zerjav. Zerjava. Rob Zerva Zervajava.
I think you want to help out on this one.
Rob Zervava.
Mr. Promo Nikki.
Mr. Nikki. Mr. Nikki.
From Hobart to Bay Settlement, 97.9 WGBW. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
For 97.9 WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. With the snow we got this morning, I think it's safe to say winter weather has arrived. Are you ready for it? Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
This week in Wisconsin is Winter Weather Awareness Week, and it's a good time to make sure you know where all of your gear is. It's also a good time to check on friends and neighbors.
Elderly who may not always remember or have adequate resources to be able to dress warmly and to ensure that furnaces are working, remind the kids to dress warmly when outside. That might not be the first thing on their mind.
That's Matt Friedline at the National Weather Service. When it's cold, remember it's best to wear several layers of loose-fitting, lightweight clothing instead of one single heavy layer, because the last thing that you want is to sweat and trigger hypothermia. That sneaks up quickly, and you're usually unaware of it happening. So familiarize yourself now with the signs and symptoms of it. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Manitowoc police need help finding a veteran at risk after his vehicle was found in Lake Michigan near the village of Cleveland. 43-year-old Jason Newman was reported missing Tuesday. Authorities checked his residence, but he was not there. Newman is 5'8" tall, weighs 220 pounds, has blondish hair, blue eyes, and an Army Airborne symbol tattooed on an upper arm. It's believed he went missing on Monday, November 18th. Today will be the last day anyone can park in the Adams Street parking lot at the corner of Washington and Cherry Streets in downtown Green Bay. The parking lot, along with the Packers Heritage Trail Plaza, have to be removed to make way for an 8-story, 268-unit luxury apartment complex. The Public Works Department will be removing all pay stations, lights, and hardware from the Adams Street parking lot tomorrow. I'm Lisa Hale, 97.9 WGBW News. For news anytime, log on to WGBW.fm.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. This weekend kicks off the unofficial holiday box office season, and by all accounts, it will not disappoint. Every so often, two huge blockbusters are released at the same time. That includes this weekend with the release of Wicked and Gladiator 2. Wicked tells the story of the two witches from The Wizard of Oz and is based on the smash Broadway musical. The film stars Ariana Grande and is pulling a 92% fresh score on Rotten Tomatoes and a 99% from audiences. Gladiator 2 is Ridley Scott's follow-up to the 2000 film starring Russell Crowe. The film stars Paul Mescal, Pedro Pascal, Connie Nielsen, and Denzel Washington, whose performance is getting rave reviews from critics. The film is drawing a 75% on Rotten Tomatoes, just a few points lower than its predecessor, but with no audience scores available yet. If you can wait just a few days, you can take the kids to see Moana 2. The follow-up to the wildly successful 2016 film opens the day before Thanksgiving and is also reviewing incredibly well at 95%. Let's go to the movies. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Waba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
A little snow right away this morning, then windy with rain today. Our high 41 this afternoon with wind out of the north gusting to between 40 and 50. Tonight, breezy, 38 tomorrow. Not as windy, still cloudy with a high of 47. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 33.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Iron Mike Tyson and Jake Paul, the YouTuber. They're likely, this is just me wildly speculating, might have been a wee bit of a gentleman's agreement. Try to make it look good, but nobody's actually going to try to knock anybody out.
I actually put a bet on that, and I bet it for Jake Paul to win, just because I knew it was staged. Mike Tyson was going to do what he's going to do. Clearly, obvious, he could have knocked him out. He just didn't want to do it.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
From the lakeshore to Lake Winnebago.
Door to Fond du Lac counties.
Northeast Wisconsin is special for many different reasons. I'm Lisa Hale.
And I'm Terry Barr. Family and fun.
Safe communities and friends. We're featuring all of it as part of New Wisco Weekend, a news magazine show just for you, and highlighting what makes the Fox Valley and Green Bay area a great place to live.
Join us.
New Wisco Weekend, Saturday mornings at 8, Sundays at 11 on WGBW and WISS and the Civic Media app. Jane Matinere and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we will get a little weather and wine with Brittany Merlot, all things sports with Paul Noonan, and we'll wrap it up with This Shouldn't Be a Thing, Don't Miss It.
Matinere on air, weekday mornings at 10. It's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here on a sloppy Thursday morning. Special thanks to Kerry Josephson and Wendy Bentley, Alzheimer's Association of Wisconsin. Man, they do great things. This segment brought to you by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Hey, get the look you want for your home with customizable windows and doors from Pella Windows and Doors. The durability of materials gets tested. They open and close the doors 10,000 times to ensure they last for years to come. Pella offers custom colors and innovative features like shades between the glass. Very cool quality. Pella Windows and Doors. Get them installed and forget about them. You won't have to buy new ones 10 years down the road. They will last a lifetime. Long. Absolutely. Rob Zerjoff in the house. I always act at a little Zerjoff in the house. Wisconsin Timber Rattlers. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great. Great to see you guys.
Great to see you, boy. Big things happening. It's good to talk baseball.
Yeah, that's what we need on a day like today.
Boy, ironically, you got the same tan as the lady that works here, Nikki.
Yeah, ran into her when we were out in Hawaii.
Oh, okay.
Funny.
Did she behave? How was she?
No, she was great. Yeah. It was a very nice time.
Okay.
Very nice.
You were at a conference for managing baseball stadiums, or what was the...
Yeah, no, I am on the board of the Northwoods League. We also have a Northwoods League team in Fond du Lac, and I was elected by all the other owners to be on the board.
Oh, nice.
And they take exotic vacations, and I've been on the board for four years. We've gone to Branson, not very exciting. Last year was in Green Bay, so really exotic. So they treated us this year, and they took us out to Hawaii.
Nice. Good Very nice. That and congratulations on another phenomenal season down there with everything you guys did.
Thank you. Yeah, it was a beautiful season. The team was great. Yeah, everything about it was a lot of fun.
I have to ask. I mean, you guys have so many giveaways, okay? I mean, like every game, there's
pretty close.
Where's your warehouse? Where do you store all this? How do you organize this?
Question.
How do you have all this together?
Well, you may not want to say that.
Yeah, no. Luckily, it's all in storage. It's all in under lock and key. But we got lucky because when we did our renovation, we added a ton of storage at the ballpark. And before that, we would just bring it in phases, and it was
okay.
You know, you know when your giveaway is, so you'd order it.
Yeah.
But with COVID and with everything that went on, we needed to start ordering. So we will do 10 bobblehead giveaways. So we ordered 25,000 bobbleheads for the entire year. They all come in April. You have to have a place to put all these. But yeah, you mentioned, I want to say at least half the games will have a giveaway.
Yeah.
And nothing perishable. So, you know, that's
correct.
Correct. Unlike some of us who work in perishable things.
Well, I'll tell you what, those bobbleheads can be extremely valuable. I remember being at one of your games and people were standing in line and they had their ticket and they got the bobblehead and they left and they were putting it online before they were in their car.
Yeah. You know, and it's funny. It's a Wisconsin thing. We have a lot of other teams that we talk to around the country. They're like, we don't do bobbleheads anymore. Nobody cares. And we're like, we're doing 10. And they're like, how do you... Yeah, people love their bobbleheads here, and yeah, you're right. They put them online. You've got a nice bobblehead here on the.
Yeah, that's promo Nikki. She used to work for the T-Rats.
Yeah, and then, promos and stuff. That one was a very hot commodity back in the day. We found that one on eBay for about $200 some bucks. So
seriously,
yeah. It's,
watch it go missing from the studio.
Yeah, $200. Okay.
Yeah,
we'll take it.
Nikki,
start. Spending greatly.
No, trust me.
I'm the guy.
$200.
So, besides all your baseball, you do. What percent of your activities are baseball? I mean, you have so many other things going on. We have charity people that come in here. Well, where are you doing it? Timber Rattlers Stadium. We have graduations, speakers, just concerts. I think that's
upstairs
awesome.
Upstairs area is such a great setting to host something.
There's those of us who supported the Lambeau Field expansion, and we're hoping there would be more than just football there.
Yeah, and you see that at Lambeau, and we do the same
thing.
That's a subtle
like the Stones,
you know, one concert a year.
Who played at Soldier Field and, you know, Bruce Springsteen.
Yeah. So, we're in the concert business, too. Hopefully next week-ish we might be announcing a concert. I don't want to get too ahead of myself. But, yeah, so we'll have a lot of events. We have 66 Tim Rattler games, but we use the stadium. I just was at Ripon College and gave a talk on this, and it's roughly 258 days out of the year.
75% of it is outside of
baseball. It's wonderful. Yeah. Yeah. And again, people might not be aware of it, but you're upstairs there that overlooks the whole stadium and everything. I mean, that's rentable for, I mean, with the Veterans Association, Fox Valley Veterans Association, had a great, great event there one night.
Yeah, it's a beautiful venue with all of the glass, and you don't have to be a baseball fan, but weddings.
Huge bar.
Tons of weddings. Yeah, we do tons of weddings. Right now we're getting into the Christmas parties, so that's going to take us all the way through February. But yeah, we'll have breakfasts and lunch. We'll have multiple events in a day. A lot of things happening at the stadium.
That's great, man. Fantastic.
But the big one.
Yeah. What's coming up?
Which is why we wanted you, we wanted you to come in anyway, because we like you and we know you do a lot for the community and we love your wife. But you got a big event.
Yeah, really excited. Just announced this this week, and tickets are going on sale at 10 o'clock. Jordan Love is going to be hosting the Packers. Well, I shouldn't say Packers, but Packers celebrity softball game down at the ballpark. I'm really excited to have Jordan on board, and it just creates this.
Great continues. Person.
Yeah.
Great person.
You know, and we're celebrating 25 years of this. And right. Yeah.
And I think a lot of, I would think a lot of people have been to that, you know, with Driver or Jordan Love. But you're probably not the only one that asked him to do something. Like, how do you get him to secure that? Is it the cause? Where does the money go? Or is it because it's his teammates that said, we need you? How do they work?
Yeah, no. Well, we have a great partnership with Lammy Entertainment, and he helps host this game. And we've had that partnership ever since Donald Driver worked with Brian Lammy. And I think it's just a tradition. You know, it started with Brett Favre, and it was such a big deal. Went from Brett Favre, and then he handed it off to Donald Driver, and then to Jordy Nelson.
Well, actually, okay, we were talking about this because it's Nicole Sheridan's birthday. Did it start off with Michael Bolton?
Yeah.
But not a Packer player, right? It was the Michael Bolton?
George Teague. It was the Bolton Teague charity softball game.
You're right.
So when I was an intern, that was one of the first things I did.
Let's check out Nicole Sheridan.
She was there. It was funny. We had
in those tight white pants?
The whole entire club.
You remember that?
Yeah, I do. There was a young Leanne Rimes sang the national anthem for that game. But it's funny, I remember walking into the home clubhouse. It was Michael Bolton's dressing room. He was the only one allowed in there. There's this giant bowl of fruit. And again, you just think back to the riders and all the things that they need. But yeah, he had his own space, giant bowl of fruit. And then, one of those games, I don't think it was that year, but the following year, he ended up getting run over at first base by one of the Miami Dolphins and almost knocked him out. Because it was Bolton's Bombers. So he played first base.
Right.
He had all these 6'6" guys hitting home runs.
Yeah.
And he figured, I can play first base, everything will be okay. And no, he got just run over at first base. And I think that was the last year he ever did that.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Wow. So tell us this Jordan Love thing, and it's been getting some ink besides just everywhere, because people, I think, look forward to it. I think there's a lot of family traditions that go to that game. And it's just cool to see those guys play baseball instead of football. And you make that a really fun day, all day, you know. Tell me... anything new with Jordan Love, or because that's a pretty cool event?
Yeah, we're really excited about it. It's a really fun event. So we'll have a home run derby. Then we have the game. It's kind of going back to the classic offense versus defense. Again, Donald Driver has been so involved with it when he was a player, then when he retired, and then it was sort of Driver and some of the former Packers and Packer legends against the current team. So we're going to go back to just the offense versus defense. And yeah, to have Jordan leading it, he had such a great time last year. He was a part of it and just had a ton of fun. And it is. It's interesting to see these they're athletes, but it's a different sport. So you watch a Brett Favre or an Aaron Rodgers or a Jordan Love, and they'll play shortstop, and they look like they know what they're doing because they're an athlete. But then you have some of these defensive linemen or offensive linemen. They don't even know when to stop at second base.
I'm trying to think who it was. But when I was down there, it was the year you had PETA there.
Yes. Okay. Dancing with the Stars.
She had the trophy and everything. And I remember, like, pregame, there were, and I can't remember which defensive lineman. He could not hit a softball to save his life. He's like, oh, wait, one more. And he would be, like, swinging when the ball was halfway there. It's like, are you joking around? Yeah. Or could you, you're this professional athlete. And could not conceive hitting a softball. Yeah,
that is the exception, though. I mean, these guys are God-given talents. I mean, it's amazing. Yeah, basketball, baseball, football. Pretty cool to see all that happen, but that is kind of it gives you a little bit of okay.
Let me show you how to do this.
I think that is the fun. But then you'll see some of these guys, and they'll just crank home runs 350 feet, and you're just amazed by.
I remember Craig Knoll, backup quarter. You remember him?
Big time. Yeah.
How far did he hit a baseball? Yeah.
Just crazy. Supplement. Same with Tauscher. I mean, Tauscher, I couldn't believe, because we put in a fence there, a home run fence for softball, because you typically can't hit a softball as far as you can hit a baseball. No. But Tauscher was putting him on our home run porch out in right field.
300 feet.
Yeah, it was just, these tight ends as well. They're the baseball players. Yep.
A fun day. There's a ticket price. Where does the money go for that? Because you will sell that out, won't you?
So the event gets sold out, so I'd highly recommend getting tickets. Tickets go on sale to the general public at 10 o'clock.
Today?
Okay. So 10 o'clock, but if you want to get your tickets right now, we do have a 4-pack. You can get your ticket and 3 Timber Rattler tickets. So that's available currently. But at 10 o'clock, all the single game tickets go on sale. So, I get them while they're going... while they're still available. But this year, again, with the tie with Jordan Love, he has the Hands of Love Foundation. So all the proceeds will go to that, that charity. And I think that's why Jordan wanted to get involved. He saw, again, how great of an event it was. Again, it's team bonding. It's this tradition of kind of Packer greats hosting this game. But it does go to a great cause. And now this will be a great way for him to raise funds for his charity. Right.
And that's cool that he's taking it. That just shows leadership as well. You know, I mean, to participate is... You know, we're grateful for everyone participating, but to have your name on it, that says a lot about him.
Exactly. And it does take a little, you know, we try to make it very easy for him to just show up and be a part of it. But it takes some time, and it shows his commitment to this community. Yeah. And I think that's what's really important.
And that's such a regional thing, too. I mean, you're going to get people from all over to attend.
Yeah, it's fun to see the people come from out of state to come, and, you know, the Packer fans coming, because it's a great way to get so close to the players. You go to the game at Lambeau, and you're in your seat and you get to watch the football, but here, I mean, you're up close and personal.
Well, and they're pretty good about intermingling with the crowd after, or I don't know, maybe they don't do that anymore. Do they still do that?
No, they still do. You know, and it's morphed over the years, but again, Donald specifically, Donald, he'll sign autographs all day. He's going to be there this year again to kind of pass that torch to Jordan. So, yeah, if people want autographs, there's going to be the opportunity.
That's awesome.
I think it's phenomenal. Rob Zerjaff, president of the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers, got to talk a little Brewer baseball. I thought that was so phenomenal. I'm sure you were extremely proud in that one playoff game where the 3 runs were all home runs by former Timber Rattlers.
Yeah, isn't that
how cool was that?
That was an absolutely fantastic game. If you're talking about the last, then we lost the game in the ninth inning.
Other than that, Jackson Mrs. Churio, Lincoln Hugs, you enjoy the playoff.
Yeah. to see our guys and, you know, Sal Frelick and, you know, Garrett Mitchell and Jackson Churio has just been
unbelievable.
Everything you could have ever hoped. I mean, we knew he was special when he was with us, but what he did this year is just absolutely
amazing.
He's
still so young.
Yeah, and that's, you know, I don't even think he's 21 yet.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
Wow. But, you know, one of the things, though, too, is you guys are such a feeder program now for the major leagues. I remember back in the day from the old Appleton Foxes, and it's like, if a guy made it, it's like, whoa, he is. And now, I mean, the major leagues are just loaded with guys from the league.
And it's happening so fast. I think guys are developing. They don't need as much time in the minors. So, again, like Garrett Mitchell played for us the next year he was with the Brewers. Jackson Churio played for us. A year and a half later, he's with the Brewers. So it happens so fast now. And these guys, again,
they're coming into your organization. A lot of these college kids have had such fantastic training and everything versus the – because college – I went to Arizona State. I was the announcer for the baseball games. And, you know, it was big time there with Southern Cal and UCLA. But some of these teams would come in from the north during, like, in January even, we'd have baseball, spring baseball. And they were so less, I shouldn't say talented, but just these kids from the West Coast in Arizona, they were just a notch above. Yeah. And it, you know what I mean? And now I see those kids coming into your league, and it's like they are just a step away. It used to be A, B, you know, I mean, A, double A, triple A, and then you get a cup of coffee.
Yeah, and there were so many more levels. I mean, in Major League Baseball reduced the number of minor league teams a couple of years ago, and everybody thought, where are they going to develop? But you're seeing, again, like you said, the high school players are so much more developed. Oh. College players are almost ready to go. You look at Paul Skeens with the Pirates.
Oh, my God.
He could have almost won the Cy Young. I mean, he was Rookie of the Year, but the kid's amazing, and he played, I don't know, 3 weeks in the minors and was already ready to go.
And he played at Air Force Academy.
Yeah,
so you wouldn't think of that as being like a, you know, bastion of preparing guys for Major League Baseball, right? But you know what's funny about him is that, I mean, the guy can throw at 105,
I mean, yeah, it's mind-boggling how hard he can throw it. But they say the thing that ticks him off the most is if guys leave stuff laying around, like in the locker room, because they were so at the academy. It's like, oh, yeah, you put everything away. And that, like, bugs him in locker rooms. Stick around, Rob. Rob Zerjap, president of the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers, talk about the amazingly exciting Jordan Love charity softball game. Tickets go on sale in an hour and 10 minutes. Paul, back with more right after this.
Got tired of roaming and bumming around, so I started thumbing back east toward my hometown. Made a lot of miles the first 2 days, and I figured I'd be home in a week if my luck held out this way. But the third night, I got stranded way out of town. At a cold, lonely crossroads, rain was pouring down.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
Zomers, are you a Netflix and chill guy?
Do you know what Netflix and chill means?
I thought it just meant watch something on Netflix together.
You say that's what you're going to do, but you're really having them over there for sex.
This is why nobody wants to come to my place anymore. I say, hey, you want to come over and have Netflix and chill? People keep saying, well, no, I don't think so. I'll take it back. And I just thought they were being rude.
I do have Netflix, though.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Matt Nair on air.
And we are here with Matt Randolph, Mr. Global. Donald Trump now will be coming in for a second term. There has been talk of removing sanctions from Russia. What would that mean, Matt, for the oil and gas industry?
So it depends on what Russia does, but we've seen nothing to suggest that they want to have anything to do with lowering oil prices.
And so the prices are essentially going to stay the same?
In all likelihood, yes.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
97.9 WGBW and WGBW.FM.
Gave his life to save that bunch of kids. And there at that crossroads was the end of a line for Big Joe and Phantom 309. But every now and then, some hiker will come by. And like you, Big Joe will give him a ride. Here, have another cup and forget about the dime.
Trucker Thursday.
It's a souvenir.
I love this. Thursday. I love this song. I was trying to listen to it to see if there was a theme with me, but I am not a trucker, so that's okay.
Red Solvine. He's the best, man. I grew up with Red Solvine. Mm-hmm. Phantom 409. I get goosebumps. Goosebumps.
Jim did
Jim
not.
Loves it too.
I did not.
Big Joe and Phantom 409. So, Rob, we're talking once again. Tell us a little bit more about how people can get tickets in an hour and 8 minutes for the Jordan Love softball game.
So, Jordan Love will be on. It'll be Friday, May 23rd. So, Memorial Day weekend. It's 7 o'clock on Friday, May 23rd.
Which is a kind of cool weekend to kick off that Memorial Day weekend. It's kind of like the first kickoff of summer, and people get the family, go down there. What a great way to start.
Well, exactly.
People haven't gone on vacation yet.
Correct. Right. Exactly. Exactly. So we're excited about that. Last year we had the game on Mother's Day. We were a little bit worried about that, or Mother's Day weekend, and it turned out great. So we feel Memorial Day weekend is going to be a little bit later. Great. So, excited about that. TimberRattlers.com is the best place to get your tickets. Otherwise, you can call the stadium as well. Tickets will go on sale at 10 o'clock, starting at $15 just to get in.
Oh, that's great.
Awesome,
so,
right?
And there's a wide range depending on where you want to sit. But at the same time, it's a great way to get your Packer fix and not have to pay Lambo
prices. And get to
Lambo
see
prices.
These guys in a different light where they can just be fun. And, I had Jordan, we had Jordan Love up in the press box couple of years ago, I think it was in Pulaski. He and some of the players came out for the Packers against cancer night.
Okay.
And I'll tell you what, he was out there with these little footballs, throwing in with all the kids in the stands, doing whatever. I mean, just as down to earth. And we interviewed him. He said, you know what? He said, and talked about goosebumps. He says, man, I literally got goosebumps walking up here to the stadium and the band and the kids and the excitement and everything. He was just loving that kind of atmosphere. He wasn't too cool for the room. You know what
and
I mean?
That's where, yeah, and again, and maybe that'll come in time. But, yeah, he is such a down-to-earth guy and just a cool, calm, the kind of guy you like to see leading the Green Bay Packers.
Absolutely.
You talked about seeing him in a different venue, obviously playing baseball versus football, but you can actually see him.
There's
no helmets. Maybe, you know, I think that's cool. It's just
So you get, again, you're so much closer to the guys, right. And it's again, it's not life and death like this football game is going to be. They're just there having a good time. So you see who they're buddies with. You see them screwing around, having fun, regular people. And
you said Driver will be back?
Yeah, Donald's going to come this year. He said he's not going to be playing. But he wants to support Jordan and awesome. Kind of turning this game over to him.
Fantastic. Boy, have we been lucky for some of the guys that represent the Packers and then take part in the community.
Yeah, I don't know how much luck it is. I think the Packers do a pretty good job of vetting quality. I think it's both, exactly. Johnny. But, I mean, they've passed on some people.
Oh, I don't know quite. There'd never be a Randy Moss celebrity softball tournament.
Oh, yeah. There's a couple others, too. But
I know.
And I just think that not only do they – that's important to the Green Bay Packers. A little bit to do with the community own, a little bit to do with, you know, who we are in the league, small team and all that. But market, I should say. But they look for that, and then not only do they get them, but they encourage that. They have, you know, people like Rob Davis that help these guys get engaged in the community. The Chamber does a good job. So, yeah, I think we've been very, very fortunate. I mean, it's a community team, but, boy, you couldn't have a better representative than some of these guys who are on the team.
Well, and the thing is, though, too, and Rob, you've been around sports all your life. The leader, okay, here's, you know, when you talk about leadership, okay, in order to be a credible leader in professional sports in that locker room, you got to be a hell of a player. God bless the guys that give the Robert, but they respect talent, and then you can lead them. And that's the good part.
Yeah.
And what you see it again, I'll see it on our team, or you'll see it at the major league level, you'll see it at the NFL level. Pretty much any, you know, for the most part, there's so much talent out there.
Yeah.
And there's very rarely that they'll take the talent and the guy that's just a complete jerk. There's going to be the one in but you know what? You're going to find plenty of guys that are talented, but good people as well. There's so many more of those, so they really weed out these kind of jerks.
They really do.
We've had a couple on here, but even these kids that are coming up, you know, the Dolphin guy.
Alec.
Alec
Ingold.
Oh, sure.
Now, there's the guy. Yeah. That's one of the only people that you asked that awkward question to where he didn't scoff when you said, would you ever think about politics? Because you would be so electable. And I could see him absolutely doing that.
Because he's real.
Yeah. That's what it kind of takes.
Yeah. So I had a few people out there. But
he's never asked me if I thought about running for office. Never. Never.
Oh, we're out of time.
Never. No, we're not. We got a couple of minutes yet. Check it out. Rob Zerjeff, you must have one of the greatest jobs in America.
Yeah.
I'm very fortunate. Very fortunate.
Because I was there when you were an unpaid intern. And what you've turned this, and that, you know what? I've used you as an example sometimes when I talk to people. I said, internships are so important. And we've had interns at TV stations or wherever where it's like, I have to do this. And it's like, oh, we're never going to hire you. But then other ones make an impact and it starts their career. And that's what you did. And just putting the word out there to anybody that has an internship, it's so important. It's unbelievable.
And besides that, the internship, and I really, today more than when I was 24, internships are absolutely critical. And even when I was mayor, I really encouraged companies, just do this for the community. I mean, you want to give money, you want to do, you know, right, these businesses, but boy, to offer internships is really important. But what I really like about you, and I love when people, you don't start on third base, you don't start as VP. And you hear stories about you and now you own the team and people, restaurants, they own the franchise now. I mean, it's just, there's some really, really cool stories out there about people like you that I think you always had in the back of your mind, but maybe they didn't, and you just proved that.
Yeah, well, thank you. Thank you very much.
That's awesome,
and it does,
man.
It takes a lot of good people, but yeah.
A little bit of luck.
For sure.
No, it does. I mean, it's a combination, but the harder you work, the luckier you get. You know, it's one of those things. But
congrats to you. Work and get a better promo person. Where is she behind me?
Oh, no, she's behind me. Oh,
yeah, she is.
I just got a salute.
That
from her.
She is.
Salute. Rob Zirkjeff, congratulations. This is really exciting. 1 hour from now, phone lines are open for the Jordan Love Celebrity Softball Game, Fox City Stadium, Memorial Day weekend.
One more time, the address to contact to get the tickets.
TimberEllers.com. That's going to be the best place to find them.
Thanks, buddy. Drive safe out there. See ya.
From Denmark to De Pere, this is 97.9 WGBW, Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, we make our popcorn pick of the week with Yawasare from Gold Coast Candy. Then Nick Wallen from Comedy City in De Pere drops by for a serious discussion about comedy.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 till 8. Max Inc. Radio.
This is Paige Kleber. The 11-year-old will be live in studio playing songs from her new album. I'm Terry Barr.
Saturday and Sunday night starting at 6.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. This is 97.9 WGBW Denmark, Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media radio station.